This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. It's the first weekend of fall, and Wisconsin is ready to celebrate. The trees have been starting to turn color in the northern half of the state. Still have a couple weeks left until they're at their peak. The state has a lot of great apple orchards, pumpkin patches, corn mazes, and other agritourism. Plus, there are some incredibly scenic roads you can take to get to those places. Throw in some bike paths and hiking trails, too, and fun train rides. And cool towns and cities in every corner of the state. We want to hear from you. What do you love about fall in Wisconsin at 800-642-1234? Do you have a favorite spot to check out fall colors, a favorite drive or back road that looks spectacular this time of year? What's your favorite fall activity in the state? Or do you need a suggestion in a certain part of Wisconsin? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Amanda Weibel is a communications officer with Travel Wisconsin. Amanda, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'm sure you've got a lot of items on your list working for the tourism department. What do you look forward to most, Amanda, this time of year?
I love fall. It is such a magical season in Wisconsin. And as you alluded to, there are so many great things to do, from fall hikes to apple picking and pumpkin picking. One thing that I always love is where can you go spot that great fall color? And Travel Wisconsin has a wonderful resource, our fall color report, to help people find where color is about to peak throughout the state.
And I just heard in the news, colors are lagging a little, but we're starting to see some color in parts of the state, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we actually have 100 different reporters representing all 72 counties in Wisconsin who are keeping an eye out and keeping us updated. So you're exactly right. We're starting to see, especially in northern Wisconsin, colors are getting a little further along. But if you go to that fall color report, it's an interactive map, so you can actually click into different areas to see a real-time update and an estimate for when it will experience peak fall color. And then you can also get a three-day weather forecast and ideas for nearby dining and lodging or other things to do to help plan a great trip and make some memories.
I love that it's not just what do they look like right now, but your best estimate at the peak colors, so people can use this as kind of a planning tool for the next few weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And we know things can really vary from one area to another. So that's why we're so grateful for all of our volunteer reporters who are keeping an eye out and keeping that report updated to make it easier for all of us to go plan those activities.
Are you looking for more volunteers? Can people sign up?
If you're interested in signing up, you can certainly reach out to Travel Wisconsin. We are always looking to make sure we've got the most comprehensive reports.
Well, that's the leaves. We've got some nationally recognized scenic roadways worth a drive most of the year, but especially fall. And I gather there are a couple of new designations as well. Can you share our scenic roadway scene in the state?
There are a couple of new designations. Yeah, really exciting to hear that the Lake Superior Scenic Byway and Door County Coastal Byway were recently designated as National Scenic Byways. And Wisconsin's Great River Road was designated an All-American Road. And this is really, it's a testament not just to the incredible scenic beauty that you'll experience on these drives, but the great experiences for you to stop and stretch your legs, to go to a great local restaurant or shop, or enjoy some outdoor recreation. So incredible to see that recognition, because we know there are just such great, there's so much natural beauty, but great communities for people to stop at and explore while they're enjoying a great scenic drive.
So we could see, go out for that drive, see the changing fall colors. I understand we've got a couple rail trips that can get us out into the fall colors as well.
We do, yeah. What a fun way to kind of change things up and experience fall color in a different way, to get aboard a train. A couple of examples to check out. We've got the Mid-Continent Railway Autumn Color Train, or the Osceola and St. Croix Valley Railway in Osceola. So check it out. It's a really fun way to go do something new and see some great fall color.
We are getting some advice for fall fun in Wisconsin with Amanda Weibel, Communications Officer with Travel Wisconsin. You can join in if you call in now at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite fall activity? Do you want to put in a plug for something in your neck of the woods, or do you need a recommendation from our guest? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Before we leave leaves behind, Amanda, I like when you can get up high and look down on the leaves. Kind of, I've done it at Tim's Hill on the observation tower in the fall. It's a great way to see the fall colors. Any other chances to get some altitude on it?
Yeah, I love the way you're thinking. Get that different perspective. Ziplining is another really cool way to experience fall color. So Northwoods Zipline in Minocqua is a great one to check out. Another idea, the Granite Peak Ski Resort. Actually, you can take the ski lift up and you'll get a ride up and can enjoy the fall color from the ski lift and then do some hiking once you get to the top.
Let's move on now to our farmland in Wisconsin. Lots of opportunities to get fed and check out some scenery, too. How about our apple orchards and pumpkin patches? That's got to be hitting peak season right about now.
Yeah, great time to check out your local apple orchard. And, of course, go pick that perfect pumpkin. So many different opportunities throughout the state. Wisconsin orchards actually grow over 300 different varieties of apples. So when you're at the orchard, you know, pay attention to some of the different kinds. And I've been told to make the perfect pie, you don't just need one variety of apple. You need a couple different ones. So something that's a little more tart and something that's a little sweeter and have different textures, too. So always fun to go and kind of learn what that orchard has available.
I understand there's some special places around the state where you want people to take selfies and then share them on social media. Can you tell us about that?
Travel Wisconsin actually a couple of years ago started putting out selfie stands in some of the most scenic areas in Wisconsin. So it's a great opportunity, a place for you to set down your cell phone, put your timer on, and grab a picture so that you can remember your experiences while you're out and about. There are 51 different selfie stands. They're at different state parks, trails, and recreation areas throughout the state. So another great way to kind of get an idea of where you want to go if you're not sure what to do, but want to check out some of those most scenic areas, you can find where they're all located on travelwisconsin.com.
What other kind of resources do you have for people to find things? We mentioned the fall color map and those selfie stands. What else is out there to help us plan our fall travel?
Well, we hope that travelwisconsin.com can really be a one-stop shop to give you all kinds of ideas and inspiration and help link you to different businesses or organizations throughout the state. Definitely check out the Fall Color Report, travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport. We also have a hiking and biking trail report, so you can check the conditions for different trail networks throughout the state. So especially as we get in these shoulder seasons, when you might wonder, is the trail muddy? Is it open? We've got a set of reporters who are also reporting on hiking and biking trail conditions. So lots of great resources, definitely lots to explore.
I know last year with the pandemic, there were a lot of reports of people really getting out in Wisconsin state parks and other outdoor resources during the pandemic. Is that still going on in 2021?
You know, one of the great things about Wisconsin is we have so many opportunities that naturally lend themselves to social distancing. So great opportunities to hike, bike, get outside. Businesses are doing great things to keep people safe and give people opportunities to experience the seasons and make memories.
As we wrap up, Amanda, leave us with some encouragement to get out and enjoy and appreciate some of these things over the next month or two.
Absolutely. Fall is such a wonderful, magical time in Wisconsin. Take advantage of these cool days, the crisp air, the beautiful fall colors. Enjoy some of our agritourism and outdoor recreation.
Amanda, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Amanda Weibel is a communications officer with Travel Wisconsin. We talked to her today about some of the many great places to visit and things to do around the state this fall. If you're into leaves, we've got a link to Travel Wisconsin's fall color map. It's up at wpr.org/centraltime. And if you have a favorite fall thing to do in your community, let us know about it. Tweet us at @centraltimewpr or email ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear your fall favorites.